Machal of Amaralev at the bottom by the Mishnah. This is the source of four shlema for Rochel Bastina. Ashi Ir Gedolah, Mahalchim is called Ir Katana. Ashi Ir Katana, Mahalchim is called Ir Gedolah. You have two cities adjacent to each other, a large one and a small one. So the gears which we have in our Mishnah, like the more before said before, the gears of Anshe, that both the Bnei Gedolah can go through the Katana and the Bnei Katana can go through the Gedolah. So Ketzad, what are we referring to? Mishahoya Beir Gedolah, the person who was in the Ir Gedolah, but no sense, Rubai Beir Katana, and he transferred and placed his Erev inside the Ir Katana. Or Beir Katana, he was in the Ir Katana, but no sense, Rubai Beir Gedolah, he put his Erev in the larger city. So the Loch is Mahalach is Kula. In both scenarios, the person, by placing their Erev inside of the city, can walk through the whole city, and then beyond the city, another 2,000 amos. So the city counts just as his original makom of the alad amos. Okay. Now, the Gemara said that, but in the case of Moedei, the halacha would be different, as we'll see. So Amar Bekiva, next time Amar Bekiva, Amar, you do not get this. The person places his Erev in a place as opposed to when he lives in the, actually lives in the place. He does not get automatically the whole city for free. He may measure 2,000 amas from where he placed his Erev, even though it's inside of a city. Okay. Amar Lehen Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachamim, should be Lehem. Don't you agree in a place a person put his Erev b'ma'orah in a cave? You only get 2,000 amas from the place where he placed the Erev. So you agree to me that we don't give him the place where you put the Erev automatically is for free. Amaloi, the Chama responded, Amasai, when is that true, that the Mora is only given 2,000 amas? This man she'ain bo deyurin, if there's nobody living there. Aviyesh bo deyurin, if it has people which live there, mahalach is kula b'chutzla paimam. You get the whole cave for free, and then you can walk 2,000 amas beyond the cave. So it comes out that the inside of the cave, because there's people which live in there, is given a different distance than on top. So if he puts it inside of the cave, he can walk from the places where he puts the Erev quite a distance, possibly the length of the cave plus beyond. But if he put the same Erev in the exact same spot but above, on top of the cave outside, but there's nobody living there, he only get 2,000 amas. Okay. Well, a moided shamru, then we said in the case of a person is being a moided, there, nesin al paim amos, shafilosef, means also kolabi b'ma'ara. But there we agree to you, if a person is measuring 2,000 amas from his Erev, wherever it is, and he ends up reaching a cave, he doesn't get the cave for free. He measures 2,000 amas into the cave, and that's as far as he can go. And that's what we had before, but came along with Shimon Levi and said, but that would depend if 2,000 amas that he's measuring would end in the middle of the cave, so he'd only get 2,000 amas. It measured to the end of the cave or beyond, that he would get to the cave, since it's Makom Sheish Medirim, it's like a city. So that would be Nivla in the Tchum, and he would be able to count, he would count for 4 amas, he would count beyond it, the remaining distance. So Krashi is called Ir Katana. Levad Midas Tchumen. So the Anshe Ir Kedola can walk the whole Ir Katana without that being subtracted from the Tchum. That's besides the measure of the Tchum beyond the city. It's a Kal Teicha. Comes out that the inside is more lenient, Mishum Dirim, because if somebody lived there, Mi'al Gabol, from then placing the Eruv Tchumen on top of the cave. Shein Sham Diyurin, there's nobody living there. So if you put it on top, you only get 2,000 amas from where you put the Erev. You put it inside, you get the whole cave for free, and then 2,000 amas beyond that. They say if you put your Erev inside of the city, that the whole city counts for 4 amas, and you measure beyond the city the tchum. But Moiden Hain, they agree, the Bo Meir Acheres, Omimokim Shisosi, person's coming from a different city, he's measuring his tchum, or he put a Mokim Shvisa, either Bepas or Biraglov, and he's measuring from there, Vakalsa Midosa Shalapayim. So we said, what does the person do with that situation? There's no set marker. So he takes 2,000 average steps, and that's, we assume that that's his tomb. So if he's doing that, and he's counting his steps, so, and they ends, it ended, a field of Amora, Sheesh Baderm, even in the case of the city, a cave which has, it's enclosed on all sides, and has people living inside of it, that, wow, that's a, you know, still, he can't go beyond that measure of 2,000 steps at all. With the caveat of Rabbi Shimon Levi from Samach Lama Beis. Okay. Assume that a person that Tishalotim is Eitzel Pitoi, we'll see it later on in the next parak, a person likes to be where his food is, that's where a person thinks is an Iker Kavius, is where my food is, that's where I am. So by putting his Shabbos Suda there, or equivalent of a Shabbos Suda there, so he said that's no, you can't, well, you can't be both, you have to pick one or the other.
Staying wherever he's, but since that's, anyways, well, before Shabbos is starting, he's in the city.
He's
home.
Right.
And then before that, he puts his Erev out there to anyone he knows, and tomorrow he wants to travel to the other city.
Right.
So he gets 2,000 amas from where he is, or only 2,000 amas from the city.
Because 2,000 amas work with the Erev.
Okay, so it doesn't. Okay.
He loses
where he's at his house.
Right.
Okay, so that's
okay.
Sorry, I knew it was simple, but
okay. So that's like 95% correct.
Oh, good morning. So if his food is one place and his wife is in the other, the person goes after the food.
His watch is in the other. His wife.
His wife.
Oh, good morning, Russell.
Just want to go teach the Lord.
Good morning.
There's interesting choices in some of my bays, which I might talk about. Okay, let's not get involved in it for now. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rishmul. Shabbos Be'ir Kareva. So the case was that we had mechitzas, but there was an empty city. The Bechizans were still there, but the populace is gone. So what happens over there? So the Rabbanan, Mahalach is Kula Bechutzala Alpayim Amma. So if he's Shoivis there, he's actually in there. So then he gets the whole city for free, the Mechizis for free. He gets 2,000 Amas beyond that. He Niach is Eruva Be'ir Kareva. So if he put his Erev in this empty city, he gets 2,000 amas from where he placed the Erev. So we, if it's putting his Erev in a mukam which is populated and it's enclosed, so he gets that for the purposes of the Erev, he gets the whole area for free, and then he gets 2,000 amas beyond it. But if it's an empty city, he doesn't get that. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Echad Shavas Vechad Hiniach Mhalach Eskula V'chutzla Pai Mama. Even in the scenario where he's just placing his Erev there in this city, which is empty, since it's inside an area which has machitzos, he gets that whole area for free, and then he gets 2,000 amas beyond that.
According to that first view that was cited, Shmuel, how many people would you need in order to make it into place the hasdira in? Become like the shiur that we had.
Possibly the din of the shiur which we had before. We possibly like the Roshimin. So it's three chatzeres of two batim each. Or according to Yitzchak, it's one bias and one chatzer. Okay, Meisvei.
Is there a limitation of base of sign on the size of the enclosure, or does that not apply in this case?
The Fothermore indicates that it does not apply, since this was a full bona fide enclosure. It wasn't that would be true before when you used a mechitza grua. Okay, may say, all under Bekiva, Iatem Boydomli, Vinosis Ruba, Vimora, Shaylam, Mokam, Ruba, Lapai Mamma. So the Rekiva said, you agree, if you put it in the Mor, you only get 2,000 amas from the point, the place of the Erev. The whole Mor accounts are free. So they said back, Amrulai, Amosai, what is that true? It's Manshain, but the urine. If there's Ain, but the urine, yes, that's true. Now, Mor says, Ha, but Ain, but the urine. But that much that we're saying, you put your Erev in this enclosed place, which has no the urine. Moidulai, they agreed to Rekiva, you only get 2,000 amas in that spot, as opposed to giving him the closed area for free and getting 2,000 amas beyond that. So that's, Mor says, that's like Shmuel. You place your Erev in a place which is enclosed, but there's nobody living there, it doesn't count. It doesn't count, the enclosure doesn't count for free. Mor says, no. Since the kasha no belasu. Mor answers, my ain but the urine means en a roi ladira. That if in some way it wasn't roi for dira, Rashi says that the mechitzas had fallen in, so that would not give you that for free. If the mechitzas are intact, Rabbi Elazar would say you get that area is given for free, and then you count 2,000 amas beyond that. Toshma, there's no mechitzas. That's how Rabbi Elazar would answer. The case was, but it says, "Ebed Yerin" means it wasn't roi for dir anymore because the walls were not valid. Toshma, Shavas Beir, person Shavas in the city. I feel like he gedol like Antochia. It was large, like the city of Antochia, which is very large.
Then or, even the Chachamim would say he only had 2,000 amos from where.
Correct. Or b'moara. He was in the cave. I feel like he kemoras sitkiyo melech Yehuda. Even though the size of the cave was like the cave of sitkiyo, and that was the cave that sitkiyo had prepared which took him out from beneath Yerushalayim all the way out to far out of field. Focus in the, you know, the Chazal, was it, some say it was 12 mil, some say it was 16 mil. That this distance of this cave, so six, you know, it's a very long cave, 12 mil long, right? So he b'shevis in the Mora. Halachas kula b'chusla paimam. So he gets the whole Mora or the whole city for free, and then he gets 2,000 amas beyond it. Now, the Braisa juxtaposed a city and a Mora. A Mora is assumed that it has nobody who lives in it. Sikyo's Mora, there's nobody living in it. Tani ir dumid the Mora. Mam Mora chareva. It means it's unpopulated. Af ir chareva. So also the case of the city. And the case that the Braisa gives is b'shavasi b'shavas in it. Shavas in. But just putting his Erev there, the Bryce did not give me that's an option, that he should get the city for free. Okay, so money, who's the town of this Bryce? Gilema Rabbi Kiva. It's Rabbi Kiva. So my area, Chareva, why does it have to chop in the case of a Ma'ora? And then a city similar to the Ma'ora, that it is desolate, Philly Yeshiva Nami. Carter Bekiva, even if there's people living there, you only get 2,000 amas. El Alav, it has to be Rabbana. It's the Chachamim. The Chachamim say that you get Mahalachas Kulo, Bechusla Paimama, but only in a case, even only if you were Shavus there, since it's a Chareva, the time of the Shavus in Avhini Yechloi. So that's like Shmuel. So my answer is no. Lo tema ir dumi demoro. Don't say that the point of the Bryce is comparing the two is you should compare the case of the ear to the Mora and say the case of the city was a city which was desolate, just like the Mora is desolate. Elaim Mora dumi the ear. Say, flip it around and say the case was, we're talking about that the city was populated and the Mora was populated. And my ear Yeshiva, Yeshiva should probably be, of Mora Yeshiva. It was a populated city and a populated Mora. Rabbi Kiva, the Tala Bryce is Rabbi Kiva, the number ain't loy mimokim in Ruva Yala Payamamo. The Rekiba says that when you put your Erev there, you only get 2,000 amas. Ubashavas might, but if you live in there, if your Shaiva is there, you get the whole city. So that's why the Brisa said a case of Shaivas as opposed to a case of Hiniyah. So that's how Rabbi Loza would learn the Brisa, the case where there was people living there, and it's saying that even if Rabbi Kiva agrees in a case when a person is Shaivas there, he gets the whole city for free. It says it was comparable to the Mor. It says like an example of Moris Itkiyo, which was not a populated Mor. The Mor answers, Moris Itkiyo, but look at Moris Itkiyo, it was like it, but it wasn't totally like it. Moris Itkiyo, Gadala, it was like Moris Itkiyo in regards to the size. Look at Moris Itkiyo, but it wasn't the same in the regards to the fact that over there was a populated Mora Sikyo was a unpopulated Mora, and here it's about a case where it is Yeshiva. The Mora says a story. Mar Yehuda, that was his name. Ashkechino, Livnei Mevarachta, that the people from the city of Merachta, the Kamoisri Eruvayu, Bebe Kanishta, Debe Agubar. They were near, Merachta was near this shul of the city of Bay Agubar. So remember, the shuls were outside of the city. So you had the city here, Murachta. Here you had the city of Be'aguber. And there was a base of Knesset out here. This base of Knesset was within 2,000 amas of their city. And they put their Eruvi Tchumen in the Be'akanisht. But they put it at the side of the Beit Knishto, which was closer to their city. She said to him, Amaluhu, Gavu Botzvei, go further inside. Kehech Nalishtri Luchu Tvei. The further inside you go, the further you'll be able to travel on the other end. That's Rabbi Akiva. When you're near your Erev inside of an enclosed place, you don't get the enclosed place for free. You can't start counting from where you put your Erev. So if you put your Erev further into the shul, you'll get more distance at the other end. But according to the Chachamim, you put it, the Erev inside of this enclosed place, you get the whole place for free no matter what. So it doesn't make a difference whether you put it that end or this end. The whole thing is given to you for free, and you count 2,000 amas beyond the shul. See, he was saying, like Rabbi Akiva. So Rava said to Mar Yehuda, Halgoa, you arguer, you're arguing on the words of the Chachamim. Be'erivin less the chosh lo lahodr b'kiva. We have a club before Be'erivin alocha k'divrei mekel, so we're not worried about this dinner b'kiva. See Rashi. Bircha reva midireha. There's nobody living there. Alvam kitzitzah kiyamis some of it, but it wasn't destroyed. The walls are still intact. So in that situation, when he's shavis, according to the Chum, he gets the whole area. Who did Rabbi Akiva? But Rabbi Akiva also agrees with that. The reason why it's chat on the Chachamim, on the Rabbanim, is for the next step. It says, if he puts his Erev there, since it's chareva, you don't get 2,000 the whole area for free. You start measuring 2,000 amas from that spot. But had it been yeshiva, you get the whole area. That's not true according to Bekiva. But like a rabbanu mishum haminiach eruvay, the boy the misti chiluk bein chareva li yeshiva. So, and we're differentiating between the case of chareva to yeshiva according to, which is true according to the rabbanu. The Bekiva feel be yeshiva ein loy bimokim eruvay elapaim. According to Bekiva, I don't care if there's people there or not. You put your Erev, you get 2,000 hours from your Erev, and that's it. Okay, then it brought the Chacham said, if you put your Erev there, the Chiyomer Rabbanon Kol Erev Loi Kedal Amos. That was the Chacham said, you get the whole city for free, like Dalet Amos, but your Shabbos, if it's a settled place. But the Urim, the case of the Ma'ara, which is empty, we agree with you that you only get 2,000 Amos from that spot. Where do we argue? We argue in a case where there was the Urim. Alma Bechareva, we see that the case of Bechareva, they're murdered by Hiniyot. The more Rabbi Lozer argues, and then the more brought from our Mishnah, the Mishnah says the case of the cave. Bekiva says 2,000 amas, and that's it. The Chacham said, "Yeah, if there's nobody living there, I agree." According to Rabbi Lozer, why is that true? Why do they agree to that? They agree to Bekiva. Says the Kasha Rabbi Lozer. The more answers in a real Adira, Shanofa Mechita said lost its walls. So Emes Abis Man Shein Royal Adira would be the correct, but if it's Royal Adira, there's the walls are still intact, then you get, even though there's nobody living there, you get the whole area for free. Marsha Tio, it's Gedal Lahoyz, it was very long. V'hi Shiyotzim Tio Laila Miyushalayim Levarech when they cast him. That was the cave, which the underground passage that Tio used till when he left Yerushalayim to run away from the costume. The pasuk says, "Vatipo kahair." The city will break open. That means they'll be able to break into the city. The casting will break the siege. Come in. But they're going to go through this cave out to beyond the city, and that was the plan. So Moore said it made comparable the case of a city in a cave. So just like the case of the cave was unpopulated. Now, Bakarachareva means the urine. It means the walls were still intact, just the people weren't there. How do I know? Because there have been no walls either. You wouldn't say you get the whole area for free. It wasn't inside of any enclosure. Valva got to skip the parenthesis. The Yesh. Avagav, the Yesh law Chayma. So the case is there was a wall, otherwise the whole didn't make sense. It's still Ktani Shabbos, Ktani Hiniyach. This is only if you settle there for the day, for Shabbos, then you get the enclosed area for free. But if you just put your air there, you don't get your enclosed area for free. Money hodlo tani hiniach, that which didn't say case of hiniach, who is it? You know, Rabbi Kiva, the lesley hiniach mahalachas kula. Rabbi Kiva says, when you put your air there, you don't get the whole air for free. So my tani ear, domi the mora, the memory of the bechareba. So why do we have to say case of chareba? Even if it's a case of yeshiva, I feel yeshiva nami. Even if it's settled according to Rabbi Kiva, you only get 2,000 amas from where you put your air. And you clear Rabbi Kiva, low, doesn't work. V'halek the memory. Okay, so what's the chachamim? So Rashi, behold, like the member, the hod nokin chareva b'shum shavas nokin. The member, the avogav, the loy he chareva hechel the shavas mahalachas kol. Maybe the reason why chafed in the case of chareva was the chiddush in the case of shavas. You would think maybe in a case of your shavas in a mokum which is chareva, you only get 2,000 amas from there. So. No, that's not true. If you're Shaivis, then you get the whole area for free. Maybe that's the Chiddush. Hechadim Shavas Malachas Kulu. Hamar ear, a filo tail of a neck, become a ksur, Shibel and Makibas, it's our Amr Mepirkin Kama, Malachas Kulu. We said, over there any enclosure? So why does a Chabadavka in the case of a city? We'll give you that. Tell Allah it's Rabbanon. So the town over here is not the Rekiva, it's the Rabbanon. Shaminoa b'chareva, in a case where it's chareva, and you put your Erev there, Maidu, there they agree that you only get 2,000 amas. So Kerchach Hodas Nakin chareva, Mishum Shiura, the Shire, Bolotana, Hineath Nakala. The Kiddush of the case of chareva was not when your Shaiv is there, that works. That when you're not Shabbos, you're only Meniach there, it doesn't work. So that's the Chiddush of the case that it didn't mention. It did not mention Hiniach, only mentioned Shabbos. That's the case it left off was Hiniach, and that's where the Chiddush is. The Morris says, no, all the way around. Just like the city is a Sheba, from Ori Yeshaba. And the Chiddush of the Braisa then is, if it's a case where you put it in a populated Mora, the Chiddush is even so. If your shayv is there, you get the mora for free. If you're only hiniach there, you don't. That's a rekiva shita. So the case of the mora was a populated was a place where there's people living. Well, but kimorasik yok tani. It says the case is like morasik yo vein sham diurin darn. Nobody lived in that mora. Dashamelacha yisah. You know, I mean, hashal less with the urine. Either meant at the time it was private for the melech. He did not allow anybody. Nobody was able to go in there to live. Or, when it's referring to nowadays. Nowadays, there's nobody in there. Mechanician the Be'agover. Basically, it was a large shul. The whole shul was within the 2,000 amas of the city of Mevarachta. So you could have put the Eruv in Tchumen anywhere you want in the shul. They didn't feel the need to take the Eruv all the way to the other end of the shul. Menicha Shalom, put it there. The Sirlu Kerabon. You keep in the Munach, Bavar Machitis, Mahalchan Eskula, Machutz Lapayim. Once it's inside of, you put an Erev inside of an area which is enclosed, you get the whole area for free, and then you count 2,000 up. So there's no definition where you put it in the inside. So Mar Yehuda said, Gova Betfe. Himiku Oid, go deeper, go further inside. The Hamid Erev outside, put the Erev all the way as far as you can, to go to the other end. Then you show and put it there. This way you'll get kechad lishdru luchutzvei. You'll get further. You'll have to go further. So I mean, welcome my erev, but east to limdo. You have to measure from where the erev is, like your bekiva. So he said, "Pal go." Chelak al chachamim matza. You're arguing on the chachamim because the ruin lets the chash the bekiva, lets the chash lay lachash lahodr bekiva. The kaimon alacha can be mekel be erev. So he passed on to the bemekel. And therefore, we pass on to Chachamim, but you put the Erev inside of the enclosure, you still get the whole enclosure for free. Hadron al-Ketzen Ma'avrin, Zot Mishnah. Okay, now the next paragraph is dealing with halachas of Eruve Chatzeris. So, Tchumen are behind this. One or two cameo appearances, but in general, Tchumen are behind us. Okay. Hadori ma'akim b'chotzer. Oy, im mish enam b'yde b'erif. So, when people live together in a chotzer, so they can make a rubich at seris, they join together in the erif, and they're allowed to carry inside. If there's somebody there in the chotzer who is either a goy or a person not might have been like a tzduki, so the loch is that's not sufficient. You can't be ma'arav with him. You have to actually go and rent rishus from him. Okay. So raise the oyser lob. So he's going to answer that person. So it's one Jew with one goy or with multiple. So he cannot carry, because there's other people there which haven't joined with him. He have to do. He have to go be secher rishus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Lodeman oyser archi who shnei yisraelim oysim zelze. It's only true if there's two Jews there. If there's one Jew there, it doesn't answer. If there's two Jews, even though the two Jews are ma'arif together, they cannot carry until they're secher rishus. They rent the rights from the goy.
I understand if you have one Yisrael, and one Yisrael living in a chatzer
with goy.
Yeah,
so he can't carry. Yeah. He has to go and rent rishus from the goy.
But this is, and this Shnei Yisraelim.
So really, Yisrael and Yaakov says no. There's one Jew you could carry.
Yeah,
there's two Jews you can't. Even yes. The ma'arav together.
So if there's only one Jew, then there's just no halacha that you need to make an erev chatzeris.
Correct.
Okay.
And you don't need schis rishos either, according to that.
So if Rabbi Elazar, you could, if he makes an erev, you can't. If it's one Israel living in the chatzeris,
if it's one Jew, you don't need to do anything. I don't need a Ruvich Hateris because I know the Jews. I don't need Skiris Rishus because I don't need Skiris Rishus. They're scary. If there's one, you could carry. But if it be two, then even though you made a Ruvich Hateris, you cannot carry until you do Skiris Rishus. Okay. The more we'll explain the logic behind it. The logic behind the more is that Chachamim do not want you living together with Goyim because it will be mashpia negatively on you. So they came with this idea that you can't carry on Shabbos, which is very precious to Jews, to be able to carry on Shabbos, especially in the Chotzer, which a lot of their needs, cooking, etc., was done in the Chotzer sometimes. So you have to be sorry for Rishus. Well, you go to the guy and says, I would like to rent the rishus for this area for shop for Saturdays. The guy says, you're doing kshofim. I'm not interested. So the Jew will move out because he can't carry. That's the goal of Chirsh Shush, so that you won't be affected. Comes with Lesman Yaakov says that Goymer Chosh and Shvich is Domin, and therefore one Jew will not live together with by himself amongst Goyim because it's not safe anyway. So the whole case of one Jew living there is such an uncommon case, there's no need to make a tikkun for that case. But if there's two Jews, they feel more confident that they would live there. And once that's true, we have this concern again, they might be mushba from the Goyim, so they need those kiryas rishus. That's what the more explains. Okay. I probably should turn off the tape for that part of the explanation. Amar Rav Gamliel, Ma'aseh v'tzuki echad shahoya dor imono b'mavi b'Yerushalayim. So we have a tzuki, which is an enam ayder b'chatzur. So, which you said, a person not ayder b'eriv, a reza oyser alav. The tzukim are not ayder b'eriv, they don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, but eriv is Torah Shabbat Peh as best as it can get, right? So there's this stuki was in the chatzah with us. And Rav Gamliel says, I remember my father, Rav Shimon, saying to us, "Maru v'tziu es hakelim l'mavi, ashlo yotzi v'yoser aleichem." Right now, he hasn't joined in the eruv, but he's not going to aser on you, even though you didn't do skiris rishus. But if he's mevatel his rishus, he says, I give up my rights. He agreed to allow you to carry, you're allowed to carry. However, the rule is the bitl rishus, as opposed to skiris rishus, only works as long as he doesn't carry anything out into the chatzur. As soon as he carries something into the chatzur, his bitl is no longer valid. The bitl basically means you're giving up your right to use the chatzur. So you gave it up, You start carrying there, means you didn't give it up. So take out whatever you need to the mavui before the stuki carries something out, and that would be also for you to carry. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'loshan Acher, Rabbi Yehuda says a little bit different version of what was said. He didn't say, go quickly and take your kalim out. He said, go do your needs. So what's the difference between taking kalim out and doing your needs? So Yehuda says that the bitl will be mevatel even if you get yourself out there first. The version which we have before is that if you take your things out and you establish your presence there, then his bitl will not take it away. His hitzah will not take it away because you were there first. That becomes your malkum, and therefore when you carry something out, it doesn't affect you. Yehuda says that's not true. It does affect you, but get done whatever you have done before he carries. Make sure you get everything done as quickly as possible so before he carries outside, and then you can't do any more carrying. Kusi. So, example of an animal of Arab is a kusi, like we said before. So, oyser a lot. The talzel, mebeser, the chotzi, cannot carry from into the chotzer. Ashishkar men a rishus, yeshul the chotzi. He has to rent the rights to use the rishus from the goy. So, he has to rent from each goy independently. That which we. In our city area, we do skiris rishus. In case where you have a government, so then you can, and the government has rights in each place, so then you can rent from one from them, and that's sufficient for everybody in the city. So in the good old days, where the government could do whatever they want, they basically had real possession of the property, so that was very easy. Nowadays, they don't only have possession of the property. But the argument is that in a case of emergency, they have right to access any place in the city as they feel if they deem necessary, fire or police emergency, etc. They have a right to barge in whether you like it or not, so they still have rishus in your property. So if we could rent rishus from them, and that would be sufficient to say we're renting rishus for the whole city.
It's not like we're renting any actual property, we're renting rishus.
Renting the rishus, the common area outside that you've given over us the rights to it. Right. It's a funny story. Just to stop here. It's a funny story.